should be Megan and Matzel for us and for all of our families, for all the names that we mentioned, Es Asha Yeshna Khan, Es Asha Nenikan, the people who hear it live and the people who hear it while they're driving or on the WhatsApp, the Alazoken and Zoichazan Bezos Hashem, we're all Kinderlach from the, we're all Zera Shimshin, and he should be Erzol Zichmian, the Mizukten Yiddish, Erzol Zichmian, Fahin's Allah. Okay. Zug the Heilige Zera Shimshin, wherever Abaisai. Perik, it's Parshas MR, Yud Ches. Chai, page Kif Yud Ches. What's
Nachmenu mean after his name?
I guess that's his Shem Mishpacha. That's his Shem Mishpacha, his family name. Kif Yud Ches. Medrash Rabba, this is back to Parshas Emor, where we found so many jewels on the Yomim Noroyim already. We learned Rosh Hashanah from here. We learned the Bisl Yom Kippur Du Ochet. So now, Baruch Hashem, we have Sukkos. Islam is saying, Medrash Rabba Laposik, Yukach No Ma'at Mayim. The Medrash says, we know that Avram Avinu gave the visitors, the Malachim, who came dressed up as Arabim, as Arabs. He gave those Malachim three things. He gave them water. He gave them to eat bread. He gave them shade. Those three things was reciprocated back to his children, to Klal Yisrael in the desert. The schus of those three things that he gave to the Malachim brought us Mon keneged the lechem, Be'er Miriam keneged the mayim, and Anane HaKavod keneged the Shanu Tachas Ha'etz. The Medrash Rabba in Parshas Vayera is mechadish that in each one of these three items that Avram Avinu gave to the Malachim, we got it back three times. Three times in three places mon, three times or three places mayim, and three times in three places sukkah. That's the medrash which we're not so familiar with. We just know what happened in the midbar. But if you look in the medrash there, the Zera Shimshon quotes the medrash, at least chalokim of it. Medrash is in memches yud, ala posuk yukach no ma'at mayim. Here's a quote from the medrash. Kol ma she'osa Avram Avinu lemalachim, whatever Avram did to the malachim, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu levonav shalosh pa'amim, three times, bamidbar, ba'aretz, v'la'osid, in the desert, bamidbar, ba'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, and la'osid lavoi, Klal Yisrael will be zoicha. And the Medrash over there talks about the mon and the three different places, talks about the mayim and the three different places. Our focus and the Zera Shimshon's focus is on the sukkah. What are the three things that he gave? Avram Amar Yishanu Tachas Ha'etz. Ha'etz, go ahead and rest under the tree. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Para Lebana Bamidbar. And the paid him back in the midbar, it says, Ki besukas ha'shavtis b'nei Yisrael. That's the famous one. Vusnach be'eretz menayin basukas teish v'shivas yomim. He paid us back with giving us sukkas. And la'osed lovay menayin, the pasuk v'sukkah tiel etzel yoimam, that the sukkah will be for protection. The Gemara in sukkah, that's what we're learning over here in Night Seder by us in the yeshiva. The Gemara over there discusses that the sukkah has a koyach to protect. Reb Zeira learns it's going on sale. But the other mandomim don't hold the Reb Zeira because they say it's talking loss of love of the Moshe Mashiach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a big milchama in the world, then Klal Yisrael will be protected. The sukkah tia letzel yoimam is referring to Moshe Hamashiach, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us. The Medrash is teaching us the schus of Avram Avinu and giving the Malachim the protection, it'll be, we will be reciprocated with these three protections. Umakshima Oilam. Zug the Heligazera Shimshin, the Welt fragt. The Oilam asks, Haloiloi also Elopamachas Bilvad. Look, Ira, if you're telling me what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did back to us, he only did one, which is the Hain Bamidbar, Shekivim Bananei HaKavod. That makes sense. You tell me that's a reciprocation. Amnam Ba'aretz also Klum. He didn't do anything for us. The Medrash, Freik the Zerah Shimshon, doesn't make sense. It sounds like the Medrash is about to tell us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocated to the children of Avraham Avinu. What did he do? Ananei HaKavod, mask him. Lo Asid Lo Avoy, he'll give them, mask him, protect us. In Eretz Yisrael, here's your mitzvah sukkah. That's called reciprocating. That's giving you a chiyuv. That's not called reciprocating. Frank, the Zera Shimshon, how does that fit in with the Medrash? Let's see it inside. Amam ba'aretz osu klum. Eletzu tzivolem lasu sukkah. V'haynu mitzvah achas. That's one of the mitzvahs. So why is that called a reciprocation? V'chi yitem esham mitzvah zu hoysu b'schus Avram. Maybe you're going to want to say this mitzvah was b'schus Avram sh'navi shanu tachas ha'eitz. V'alei kol ha'toyra nosan lanu b'schus Avram. It wasn't just one mitzvah, all of the mitzvahs, kol ha'Torah kula, k'moisha amru, like it says in the Medrash, on the pasuk in Tehillim, lakachas matnas ba'adam, you took matanos ba'adam, shehi ha'Torah b'schus Avram shenikra Adam, ha'Adam agado ba'anokim, b'schus that Avram was called Adam, therefore he got matanos. This Medrash is also gedarshan of Moshe Rabbeinu, b'schus that he was called Adam, but this Medrash darshan it on Avraham. Oy bazoy frek the Zerah Shimshon umayish no de choshev mitzvah sukkah l'chud. Why are we talking about the mitzvah sukkah alone? What is special about this mitzvah? And I'm not sure v'hatur berekas tiritz of hidak. I tried looking this up. I couldn't find what that teretz, what he's referencing here. But says the Zerah Shimshon ichobat teretz v'lididan nira l'taretz. I would like to explain how mitzvah sukkah is considered a reciprocation for Avram's mitzvah. And here's the following. It says in the Medrash Yalkut Shemayni, and the Zerah Shimshon has mentioned this a few times. The question that the Yalkut asks is, Lama anu oisim sukkah achar yom hakipurim? Why are we doing sukkah now? What's the pshat in the question? Pesach, of course, is in the spring. That's when we left. Shavuos, of course, is Vav Sivan. That's when we got the Torah. Aber Sukkos was a whole year. A whole year for 40 years. Technically, one could be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sukkah, Zecha Lanane Kovet, the whole year. And we're not told to. We're told to take 1 week. Which week? Whichever week you want, Pashtus. Because any week you could make Zechal HaNekovah, because that's the way they lived. For 7, 24, 7, 365 times 40. That's what it was like for all those years. Vuzi Epesitzert. And maybe even right after Pesach, because that's when they went into the HaNekovah. As soon as they went into the desert, when did the HaNekovah begin? Right then. It's Vuzi Epes. Why are we making it now? Azoy Freik the Medrash. Elo, the Medrash answers, Shema Yotza Dinon Shal Yisrael B'yom HaKippurim L'Galus, maybe Klal Yisrael Cholilo was given a din that they need to go to Galus, V'lechein Oysim Sukkah V'goyle Mibateyem L'Sukkah, and Memela will be Yotza that din with going to Sukkah. This is a thought, a mahalach that we have in Yiddishkeit, which is that when something is bashert for a person to happen to a person, miken, we call it in Yiddish, upkimen medein, which means that a person can get save himself a big punishment with a small punishment. If a person has the right kavana, the right attitude, and says, if the Rabbeinu Shem did something to me, this must be a kapara, and a person accepts it as a kapara, then it's exactly what it is. And in case cholila, a person could have gotten something much worse, the Rabbeinu Shloilam gives him this, and sizol zayna kapara. It should be a kapara, and as we say in Yiddish, mizol upkimen meteng, which means whatever I needed to get, well, upkimen means what had to happen to me with this thing that I got, that's enough, and that should be my kapara. Tainas the Zereshim, and he's quoting the Medrash. The Medrash says this is why Klal Yisrael goes after Yom Kippur out into a sukkah, because cholila, sometimes one of the forms of misa is a person goes to galus. How do I know that's a form of misa? Because that's usually what a person goes to galus for. When a person kills somebody b'shoigig, if he kills b'mezit, so there are other punishments, but if he kills b'shoigig, says the Gemara, who hoitzi es ha'adam mimekaymoy? You took a person out of his place, means you took him out of this world. Moitziyim es ha'hoirig mimekaymoy. We take him out of his place. He has to leave where he was living. His family wants to move with him, they'll move. But his business, his friends, everything that he had, his establishment, he's now like has to start a whole new life, a whole new beginning. So in a way, it's a misa, it's death to his old way of life, because that's over. You can't go back. Who knows, if you get a young kain gadol, you might end up staying there for 50 years. It could be that you'll never get out.
Unless
so
he wants to stay.
What's that? But it does, the fact is that he's starting a whole new life. It's a nayachayim. It's a new way of life. It's a whole new, and the other life is dead. If cholila a yid had such a gezeira on him, that a yid was gepaskent on Yom Kippur, that he had done something that requires epis amisa, if a person goes to galus, kemen up kemen medein, then you can be yoitza with that. So when a person goes into the sukkah, he leaves his house, that's his galus.
Why don't we do the sukkah immediately after?
Why don't we do it right away?
Yeah.
There's a halach of tesa. There's a Vilna Gaon. There's a Vilna Gaon on that shtikala, but the Vilna Gaon says that after Klal Yisrael made the Chet Ha'ego, the Anane HaKavod went away. During those hot summer months, Klal Yisrael didn't have an Anane HaKavod because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not mine. I have no shaychus to you. After 40 days and 40 nights, Moshe Oiske Parot Hashem should say, I'll give you a second chance. That was till Chof Tes Av. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went down the mountain, went up, brought the luchas, came down on Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu the next day said, build a mishkan. And it took them 3 days to gather the money. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And Yud Dalid, when they gave the money over to the people to start working, the Vilna Gaon brings down, that's when the Anane HaKavod came back. So the Anane HaKavod round two, just like when Klal Yisrael got the luchas, they got a second Kabbalah HaTorah, so they got a second time back the luchas. Punked on Sukkot, he makes such a cheshbon, so it's actually not coincidental. But as I state in Vilna Gaon, he brings a raya. So the ba'ato v'chartonu mikol ha'amim ahavto isonu, and the chag ha'sukkot that we say, it's a special ahava that we have, this anane hakovet of the Baal Tshuva. Just like the Torah was a Torah of luchos of the Baal Tshuva, the anane hakovet, and that's why we celebrated Nafka then. That's what the Goyin, the era, that's what the Goyin says. Al koponim, this zman is a zman, or this mokim is a place where we're getting golas. Us lutvaks have a minig, we sleep in the sukkah.
Chassidim
do too. Just Lubavitch doesn't. Lubavitch says that the or is too. See a highlight. Aber lamech der zogin. Let me ask you a question. If you sleep outside in the sukkah, wouldn't that be called going to galus? Now that's going to goats. Now you could say, what do you mean? I don't even sleep at home anymore. I'm sleeping outside. If you just go into the sukkah and but you also, I didn't have a moitzi, so I can go out, it's not a mezonah, so I can get outside. Come on, Rabbi Yisai, that's called going to the sukkah. That's called, you're going to be yoitze golus with that. You want to be yoitze, if in kvar, if you want to already be yoitze golus, and you cholila, there is a din on a person that you would have to go to golus. So you might as well take it with two hands, be mekabalit, do it visadaf tzazayin, do it the way you're supposed to. This way, you don't have to worry about any other type of golus. You'll taka go sleep in the sukkah, you'll spend real time in the sukkah, not doing it like, oh, you never have to sleep here. I'm in Golis. No, you do it with the simcha of Zman Simcha Seinu, being Mekayim a mitzvah, Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. I'm staying outside the way the Yidden stayed outside when they were in Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim. We went out, Tachas Anane HaKovei. Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm by you. I left my house. I left the world that I'm in. I'm out there. That's Taka going to Golis. That's Taka, real Kapora. So number one, he's Mekayim a mitzvah, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. He's taka shivas yomim tzei mediras kva v'shev mediras aray. He leaves his kviyas and he goes into there. Where do I live? Where do you live? In that hut behind 55 Mariner Way. That's where I live. I don't live in the house.
You're in
Gullis
anyway.
Yeah, shine, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, look at the houses. You, the Gemara says, Oilam hazeh doyma lepreizder, v'oilam haba doyma letraklin. This world is like a corridor. The next world is like a traklin. It's like the palace. If you ever want to get an idea of what it's like, you walk through your house into the hut, into the sukkah behind your house, and then you say, you see this whole world that I have? The kitchen, the dining room, the furniture, it's all a proizdor. It's all a passageway. I'm walking through here. That's where the truck, that's the palace. 1 week out of the year, we have an opportunity to live life like that. Where do we live? We live in the sukkah. That's going to Golis. That we do besimcha, mekabel, whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom wants for us. Besimcha betuv leiv, zicher, a person is ugekemen, zicher, a person has this kapara that he might have needed, he'll have through the sukkah. V'imkein, yesh lahem li Yisrael toy eles godo b'mitzvah zu. Klal Yisrael is a tremendous gola to tell us. Ubizman hazeh dafka, and it's this time dafka. V'zeh hoya b'schus v'ishanu tachas ha'etz. That says the Hele Gezerah Shimshin is pshat in that medrash. That's the pshat what the medrash says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram Avinu three payments for that mitzvah. Number one, he gave them Anane HaKavod. Number three, Lahasad Lavai will have and be protected from Mohammed's Gog and Magog. And number two, Bizman HaZen, today's times, Cholila, every single time a Yid has a tzara or needs to have something happen to him that he needs to go to Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here you go. Take the mitzvah sukkah, and with the mitzvah sukkah, you could be yoitza, whatever type of golos you have to have. Do zokter v'oiv yeshloima sheyadua shesviv shoviv rishayim yishalchem. The rishayim go around arum and arum. In other words, the world dreitzach with rishayim. Umitzvah sukkah soida. The secret of sukkah is lahogin aleinu misoineinu umin hamazikim umin sorei haumis. Three different types of negative of Rishayim, of evil. Our enemies, Mazikim, and Sarei Ha'umais, leaders of nations. Was? Different that. Soinenu is not a service. Anybody was hot techfant. Anybody that hates you. Mazikim. All koiches of mazikim. Soreya umois. Leaders of nations. Kedei shenia mukofen mesukas shalom. So that we should be surrounded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sukkah of protection of peace. Kenoida, as it is known. Shebishvil zonu makifin ateva bechagazeh. On this month, on this Yom Tov, we go around the teva. V'onu makrivim shivim parim. We bring 70 parim. Kemoi shematam zeh yilul yisrael anei akavah b'midbar. Like the anei akavah helped in the midbar. Shoyim mokei mazikim. Like it says, hamalichem b'midbar hagodo v'anoyro nochash sora v'akrav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us into a place where there were snakes, scorpions, fiery serpents, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chsivan says, Yisoyvevenu Yevoyneneu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the government of Lulav. Right. We're around the Bima, yes. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nevidvarei. This was exactly what Avram also had in mind. If not for that, my kamashma and crow, what's the pasuk telling me? What do I care where he put them? Why do I care that he said davkas etachas eitz? And the Zera Shimshon back in Parshas Va'era explains in Ois Gimel that when Avram Avinu Maro Lasosam Sukkah Lomo Loichnisam Bebeisoy, he asks over there, why didn't he take him into the house? Why leave him outside? So he explains that Vaday Tzorch Tam Besoy Godol. Why did Sheim this one part says Sheim Neschayvu Golis? So this should be considered like they went to Golis. And then he says the reason so that it should weaken the koiches hara that come after Klal Yisroel. And I want to explain something here. Sukkah has a tremendous koich of protection. What we spoke about, the idea that a person looks at his life and his world here as a tracklin. Looks at it as not as a track, excuse me, as a proizdor, looks at it as a passageway. Means he doesn't take his bitochin from his house and his possessions. Sometimes a person's attitude could be, what do you mean? Baruch Hashem, financially stable, I have a house, I'm able to pay the mortgage, I'm able to have stability and this. But those are all false. That's what the Baruch Hashem wants you to have bitochin in your possessions. That's what he wants to have betochen. He wants to have betochen in him. Where do you show that? When you go out to the sukkah. The sukkah has a tremendous koyach of protection. And the Zera Shimshon is going to speak about it soon. But I want to share already, before we go weiter, I'll show you where we find in the Torah the idea of sukkah being a mokum of protection. And give a little bit of time in the mitzvah of sukkah. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were in a mokem tumma, memte, shari tumma. They were on the brink of extinction. Finally, HaKadosh Baruch, after 210 years, took them out. Where did they go to? What was the name of the first place they went? So you open up a chumash, shteit in Parshas Boy, Perik Yudbeis, Pasik Lamed Zayin, Vayisu B'nei Yisrael Meramses. Ramses was still Nochim Mitzrayim. Where did they go to? Sukkaisa. They went to Sukkis. The first stop was called Sukkis. So he stayed in the pasuk. Kishesh meyos elef ragle agvarm levad matav. 600,000 people, men, besides for the kinderlach, all of them went to Sukkis. How interesting. Is this the first time Sukkis is mentioned in the Torah? No. Sukkis is mentioned earlier. Unzer Tata, Yaakov Avinu, had the fight of his life. He had to meet up with Sar Shel Esav. And then he had to meet his brother, Esav. He was petrified. Zev Yisishteit made two machnes. If he has to fight with me, Boy Machne Sheni Lefleito. Yaakov Avinu, he davened, he sent presents, and he went and he met his brother Esav, and eventually, Baruch Hashem, he made it. Vayoshav Esav, Vayoyim Ahu, Esav Ledaka Seiro. Esav is gegangen, he went back to Seir. Unvuad Yankiv gegangen, where did Yankiv Avinu go? Next pasuk, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayakov Nosa Sukoiso. Vayivin Loibayis, Vilnekneo Asa Sukois. Mary Rabbi said, how are we supposed to understand this? Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim. Where do they go? To Sukkot. Yaakov leaves his arch enemy, his nemesis, the person who he's so worried about, Esav, Soines Yaakov, and he's Baruch Hashem protected because he made it out. Vugaiter Sukkot. What's the shot? It was the same place. This doesn't sound like the same place, because outside of Mitzrayim, at the border of Egypt, next door to Ramses, the first stop in the beginning of the Sinai is Sukkot. That's not where Yaakov met Esav, was it? Yaakov already met Esav. He was already coming to Shechem. The next pasuk says, "Vayavi Yaakov Shalom Eir Shechem." He was already entering Eretz Yisrael. He was already on the other side of the globe. That was the other side of Eretz Yisrael. What's going on? That can't be the same place. And lo and behold, they have the same name. Sadash Tikala Gemara. There's a Gemara that answers this question and teaches us what Sukkot is all about. There's a Gemara here in Erechin, Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara says, it's talking about when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael. When they came to build the second Beis HaMikdash, state ki loy osu, and it says vayasu bnei goyla hashavim min hashevi, the bnei goyla who came back from captivity, sukkos, they made sukkos vayeshu besukkos ki loy osu mimei Yeshua ben Nun came bnei Yisrael, for they didn't make sukkos from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. We once discussed this Gemara here in the Zeres Shimshon Shira a long time ago, I believe. The Gemara over there has a machloikis in the subject of when Klal Yisrael went to Golas, did they lose the Kedusha? Did they not lose the Kedusha? They have to make the re-be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Kitcha Rishayna, Kitcha Lashaita, the Kitcha Lasid Lavai, the Kedusha of the original Bnei Yisrael who went in from Mitzrayim when they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, did it stay even though they went to Golas? Or did it become Batul and did they have to now be Mekadosh it again? The Gemara wants to use this pasuk as a raya. Amongst the discussion of the Gemara, listen to a shtickle of Gemara. The Gemara says, according to the opinion that holds that Eretz Yisrael was Kadosh, what does the pasuk mean? V'idach, what does it mean that they made Sukkot? Listen to what the Gemara says to the Remez. V'idach, deboi rachmi al yetzer davoy dezora ubatle. When the Gemara says, when the Navi says that they made Sukkot, what it's referring to is the following story. When Bnei Yisrael came back from Golis, after they went to Bavel, they came back to Eretz Yisrael and found that the Jews were still being Oyved Avodah Zarah. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah at that time said, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's too much. Avodah Zarah was what caused us to go to Golis the first time. Klal Yisrael can't handle it. That Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah is too big. Yes, A.B. And what did they do, says the Gemara, it's over here in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Ezra, together with Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, fasted 3 days. They dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam to be mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. And a petek, a piece of paper, came down, a parchment from Shemayim, and it said the word Emes. And they were able to get rid of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. That's the Gemara. But the reference, the way it's written, is the Ogin Zchusei Alayu Ki Sukkah. The Zchus that Klal Yisrael needed to protect themselves from the Koiches Hara, the way it's recorded in the Medrash is They made a sukkah, meaning that the sukkah has a koyach to protect from the Yetzer Hara. When we have a battle with the koyches hara, and we win, the koyches hara want to come back and take back what they took. They want their pound of flesh. They want to be able to get back their loss. At that point in time, it's extremely important that we get special siyata d'shmaya, that there isn't an attack back from the koyches hara. That special siyata d'shmaya from the Rebbein Hashem is called sukkahs. That's the protection of sukkahs. When Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they went to Sukkos. When Yaakov Avinu ran away from Esav and finally was Zoicha, went to Sukkah. When the Mevatel the Koyches Hara, they made Sukkos. And after Yom Kippur, when Klal Yisrael is Zoicha to have Kapara, when Klal Yisrael is Zoicha to have Slicha, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam took away the koiches of the Satan from us, so we were able to cleanse ourselves, V'dafman loifin, we run into the Sukkah. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm telling you a chiddush. Rabbis, I'm telling you a chiddush. Shteit in the pasuk, shteit in the davening. We all say this every single day. You have a sitter here? Anybody has a sitter? Nemaro says sitter. Soon, right, in about 10 minutes,
we have a sitter.
We're going to daven Ma'ariv, right? Let's look at something that we all say every single evening, night after night, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Avachin, Mizog Tazoy. Hashkiveinu, Hashem Elokeinu L'Shalem. Ufroi Soleinu, and spread out Sukkas Shleimecha. What's that Sukkas Shleimecha going to do for us? V'sakneinu Beitza Toivam Ufonecha. V'hoishienu, and it's going to help us. From what? It's going to hug and protect Oyev dever cherev rov sotoy milfaneinu macharenu. The Satan every single night when it turns dark outside. That's when the koiches hara come into the world. And that's when a yid and everybody needs special protection. And Anshei Knesses HaGedoyla, they gave us a tefillah. And the name of this tefillah is Ufrois Aleinu Sukkah Shleimecha. The sukkah, your shleimus, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, should spread itself over us, because there's no other way we can protect ourselves from the koiches hara. They're too strong. If the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara is too strong, V'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Lo'Yoizroi Lo'Yuchaloi, it's not possible. Uvetzel Genaytecha Tastireinu, in your shade, like the tzel hasukkah, the tzel kenafecha tastireinu. I would like to be protected. You should protect us and hide us. That's the sukkah shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad. That's the shmira. That was the sukkah that Klal Yisrael went to in Mitzrayim as soon as they left Mitzrayim. That's Yankiv Avinu, the mikneu for his kinderlach and for everything that he bought and what he had. Osu Sukkos, for everything he was able to rip away from Esav. When we leave the Gehele Getag of Yom Kippur and we're concerned that what's going to be the Koiches Hara going to want a Chap Tzedek, you know where we go? Loifanan, run to the Sukkah. If a person runs into the Sukkah, Arbeinu Shel Olam, I'm under your protection. It's like running to mommy, going to, right, the little kid, right, is running to mommy. Under the apron there, he feels protected. Or some bully wants to beat him up, so he runs to his tati, and he stands next to his tati. He runs in, the tati protects him. That's what we do on Sukkos. Me loif daros from the shtib. We run out of our house, and we run into the sukkah. That's the protection. That's the tremendous mitzvah of sukkah that a kaddish. So says the Heilig Gezeres Shimshon. He took those Arabs He took those ever elavadai. Take a look what he says. This was the kavon of Avraham Avinu. Chutz memashador shubo chazal tzorich lemer lefi sharavim nidbo kisharavim nidbo. He saw them as Arabs. Ve'im hoya nochrim bevadai hoya kulam medubakim betuma. If they were goyim, they were full of tuma. The harad dovuk behem legamri. They're infatuated. They're full. Right, of Ra. The Kavono Avram Hoysa Adarabo. Lahafrisha Meharama Tuma. Avram wasn't fighting with the Arabs per se. He was fighting with the Tuma that they had connected to them. By bringing them Tachas Ha'etz, by bringing them Tachas Kanfei Hashchino, he was able to chase away the Koiches Arab the world. When Avram Avinu was making people into Banefesh Asher Os, so what was he doing? He was taking goyim who were serving avodah zara, like he was, like the Rambam says, when he was a little kid. Because what did he know? His tati, who sold avodah zara. So he was doing the same thing, says the Rambam, until he realized that it's the wrong way. And then he tried and was successful in influencing the world. So goy after goy after goy that was poisoned from Ra came along Avram Avinu, and he was able to chase away that Ra. That is what, says the Zera Shimshin, is the Heilige Koyach of the Sukkah. That's what the Sukkah can do. Giving a person the attitude, Rebbeinu Shloilam, I taka am totally in you. And therefore, Shivam Tachas Oisa Eitzah Kodesh Azeh. That's why I put him into this Heilige Eitz. Yisoyvim Mikolat Sodom. Wrap it surrounding him from Allah Zaitan. The Yaakov Oisin, the Yogan Aleim Arashala, Yishlak Oi Bahem. So the Koiches Arashan be able to come back. A Yid that goes out of his house. He leaves the comfort that his goof has, and he goes out to stay in the sukkah. He says, Rebbeinu Shloilam, I am in your reshus. My whole house and all my possessions just lead to this place. It's a hechi timtza, so I should be able to get tachas kenafecha. And Rabbi Sain, that's what it's going to be like when they put us on the ground after 120. We're not taking nothing with us.
Only the mitzvahs.
Only the mitzvahs. That's all we're taking. And golus is like a misa. And a person goes into the sukkah, and he leaves this world behind. Yaitze gelen. That's his kapara.
Google it.
That's it. That's his kapara. And where is he going? Tachas kanfei hashchina. He eats there, he sleeps there, he lives there. That's it. Rabbi Hashem, ich bin bei dir. I'm by you now. I'm by you. I'm by you. I'm in your reshus. Do with me whatever you want. If it rains, so you can't stay, okay, then cholila nevach, we weren't zoicha to sit in the sukkah. But if it's decent weather, even if it's a bissel of cold, you put on a coat, megei tarayim, and you live in the sukkah. Ma'ata osi shabbat shebeschuz ze hekif as you saw b'midbar b'anani akovet. Now we understand Avram Avinu was taking the koiches hara that existed in this world by the goyim, by every single human being. He took the koiches of the goyim. He was willing to chase it away. Come tachas kanfei hashchina. Come over here. When Avram Avinu would give people food, he would say, oh, that's so nice, thank you. So don't thank me. Thank the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Who's the Rebbeinu Shloilam, they would say. We don't know who he is. I'll tell you who he is. And he educated the world. He gave them food, he gave them water, and he gave them a protection. And he took them, he took the koiches hara out of them. Oh, that's what the sukkah did. Mida keneged mida comes after Yom Kippur. Bayisham gave a slich and kapara. Geirayim in the sukkah. Go sit over there. Don't let the koiches hara come back to get you. The oy tziva yisrael lasay sukkah. The nason skula zu b'mitzvah zu. He gave us such a mitzvah and gave us this skula, a skula to keep the ra away. The chayin yelo asid. And that's what's going to be lasad lovi. If you open up a Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah says that when Klal Yisrael takes a lulav and an esrog, they spend money on it. They take the arba minim. Gemara says, I think it was Rav Chisda over there, when he would shake the lulav, he would say, V'dein, he would think, V'dein gira b'eina disutna daf lametes, I think it's lamed zayin lametes on the top of the page. He would shake the lulav, and he says, I'm poking out the eyes of the sutton. The Gemara says, don't say it, because you're going to taunt him. Just think about it. The lulav, we ask ourselves, what's up the lulav tzitim at the sickle? Whereas both of them are the koiches that protect. The lulav, a mensch takes the lulav, he spends money on his lulav, the esrik, shteik, that those have shaykhis to rebbeinusham, and he would shake the lulav and think, this is in your face, Mr. Sutton. I'm poking your eyes out. I'm showing you how I'm doing mitzvahs besimcha. I'm being mahadr after the mitzvahs that the sultan can't take. Both the Chag of Sukkos and the mitzvah of lulav, each of them have a koyach keneged the koyaches hara. And that's exactly what we need right after Yom Kippur. Just like we said, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, left the Mokim Tumah, took Tuma out of themselves and took Tuma out of their lives. Yankiv Avinu took himself away from Esav, and Esav wasn't able to touch him. Where did they both go? They went to Sukkot. What did the Gemara Erichin say to us when they sent away the Yetzer Hara? Kiloi Osu Sukkos. The Navi refers to exercising that koyach of the exorcist, you know, to take out that koyach hara and chase it away. That was called the Hagin Schusim Kisukkah. That's called a sukkah. Ufrois aleinu sukkah shalaymecha. V'hoser satoin milfaneinu umacharenu. That's the koyach of sukkah that we have. We should all talk about zoicha. Versus Hashem Yisbar. We should be mekat. We should fulfill the mitzvah of Chag HaSukkos. Zman simchaseinu. And like we say in our tefillas, the Baruch Hashem should help us. Ufrois aleinu sukkah shalaymecha. From their sukkah, it says that a person zoicha to mekayim this mitzvah. Harachman hu yakim lanu sukkas David hanayfalas. The Beis Hamikdash from Harav Yamein.
Amen.
We do see